Don't move, just leave your darn mouth here on a tip. Lean back and stay a while now. Here's my turn.
Honey, did you find out when you were preparing Thanksgiving dinner that you had to be in the kitchen so much you had little time to spend with your guests before the meal? And that's what happens to most of you when you're entertaining. In a few minutes, Bill Cullen's guest will be a man who has an eminently sensible solution to the problem. If you have a gift problem, it would be wise to remember that this Christmas, as every Christmas, every woman alive wants Chanel No. 5.
I know I stand in line until you think you have the time to spend an evening with me. And if we go someplace to dance, I know that there's a chance you won't be leaving with me. Then afterwards we drop into a quiet little place and have a drink or two. And then I go and spoil it all by saying something stupid like I love you. I can see it in your eyes that you despise the same old lines you heard the night before. And though it's just a line to you, for me it's true and never seemed so right before. Every day to find some clever lines to say to make the meaning come through. But then I think I'll wait until the evening gets late and I'm alone with you. The time is right and then I lose my head. The stars get red and all the night's so blue. And then I go and call it all by saying something stupid like I love you.
Cullen, with his guest, Paul Rubenstein, author of a new cookbook for the busy gourmet, brought to you by Antron Nylon.
Lime mist, chiffon green, Brazilian bronze, Dresden blue. These are just a few of the 11 strikingly contemporary colors available in Eldorado carpet created by Aldrin Rug Mills. And there's a striking story behind Aldrin's new color scheme. It's the story of Antron Nylon, a new DuPont fiber. Antron hides soil, and that makes colors stay more colorful, look new longer. Thanks to Antron and the skillful craftsmen of Aldrin, you can look right into the bright rainbow color that is Eldorado carpet, and you won't see dirt. That's because Antron is chemically modified by DuPont to minimize soil reflection, and the fact is that Aldrin has been able to craft carpets in colors you've never seen before. The reason? These colors have never been practical before because of the dirt menace. So follow the rainbow to your local Aldrin dealer and ask to see Eldorado, priced about $9.95 a square yard, in soil-hiding Antron, the DuPont carpet fiber that keeps its new look longer. My guest today is Paul Rubenstein, who with his wife has authored a cookbook that has the intriguing title, The Night Before Cookbook. Paul, what's the significance of that title?
Well, the significance is simply that you're supposed to do the work the night before, and all these recipes are for preparation in advance, and I guarantee that it doesn't take too long to serve them the next day.
Uh-huh. Now, you say this forehand method is advantageous because, for one thing, the pressure is off, and it can prevent disaster. Now, to question you further, what kind of disaster did you have in mind?
Oh, there are millions of disasters that can happen in any place that has running water and fire. fire what's in every kitchen. But it's dropping things, burning things. Well, all this can be concealed.
Right, and there's still a chance to rectify any of the mistakes.
Yeah, you can start all over again.
I notice you have one arbitrary standard for your recipes, that they require no more than an hour's preparation the night they're served.
Right, well, that's about reasonable, I think.
How about giving us an example of one of your recipes, Paul?
Well, I have done many of them, but I do one which is very popular with my friends, which is a chicken cutlet thing.
Mm-hmm.
They're like chicken burgers, only they're done with dill sauce, and most of it is done in advance. In fact, they taste better the second day.
What about the basic equipment that you need for this pre-preparation?
Well, mm-hmm. You need more plastic containers and wrap and aluminum wrap.
I see. Now, that old instruction, season to taste, I noticed, mm-hmm. never appeared anywhere in your book. Now, why is that?
Well, it appeared where I said I don't say it.
Yeah.
Because I think that if you're trying a recipe you've never done before, you should follow the instructions exactly. Then, if it's not salty enough or not, you can change it.
Uh-huh.
But then you'll know what you started with.
Exactly. How much do you and your wife entertain, Paul?
Well, we entertain at least once every weekend and sometimes during the week.
Mm-hmm.
But we both work, so we're not that free to do it.
Well, now, I have a question I'd like to ask. How do you go about dividing up the chores? Because we might have some cooking couples listening in who would benefit from hearing how you do it.
Oh, well, my wife is in charge of everything that's not in the kitchen, like flowers, candles, table arrangements, china, polishing silver, all that. Then she helps me with preparing some food where I'm cooking, actually. But I do the cooking.
But together you make a pretty good team.
Together we save time.
Thank you, Paul, for being our guest and talking about this perfect book for the busy gourmet. Paul Rubenstein, who with his wife Leslie is the author of The Night Before Cookbook. This is Bill Cullen for Monitor. Let's look to the rainbow again for more about soil-hiding Antron carpets and exciting new colors from the craftsmen of Alden Rug Mills. Gingham Gold, Robin Red, Canton Moss are just three of the 11 strikingly contemporary colors that are made possible by Antron Nylon, DuPont's new carpet fiber with low soil reflection. And that means high color durability. See your Alden carpet dealer. El Dorado is waiting, but why should your home?
Bill Cullen was brought to you by Antron Nylon from DuPont and by Alden Carpets. You're on the Monitor Beacon. Morgan at the Large M. One of the greatest track men of all time, Glenn Cunningham, said back in the early 30s that the 4-minute mile would be broken, and he was severely criticized for it. He'll talk about that in about 3 minutes on Monitor Sports. For all you sports, a reminder that this Christmas, as every Christmas, every woman alive wants Chanel No. 5. Cunningham looks back at the 4-minute mile. Monitor Sports is brought to you by VM, the voice of music, makers of stereo phonographs, tape recorders, and high-fidelity components.
VM, the voice of music, has everything but fame. You can get a whole lot more for your money if you just remember that name.
Now, I have a steel trap mind. You tell me a name like VM, the voice of music, once, it's locked in that mind forever. I have a system. They make tape recorders, right? Well, that reminds me there's a model for home office or school. Immediately, that brings to mind one model that's a regular home music center and a cordless model that fits in my briefcase and works off a rechargeable power cell. Works. They're so simple to work, any schoolboy can do it. Which means these tape recorders have got to be the biggest value since the Louisiana Purchase. Get it? To remember that name, I simply whistle a few bars of Scooby-Dooby-Loo from Louisiana U, and somehow I think this is crumbling all about me. I don't understand what's going on.
VM, the voice of music, has everything but fame. You can get a whole lot more for your money if you just remember that name.
great miler of the 30s says a combination of depression blues and the brainwashing of timid coaches held the four-minute mile back for three decades. Glenn Cunningham spells it out for Monitor.
Glenn Cunningham, how about yesterday's runners compared to today's runners? Do you think that the runner of your era could run, create the kind of times that are created today under the same conditions?
I'm sure they could, and at the time we were running, I said then, we were not running nearly as fast as we should have been.
Okay, you ran a 4:04.4 way back in the 30s. At that time, was there much discussion between yourself and the other runners relative to the four-minute mile?
And not with the other runners. Many of the coaches talked about it, but the big problem was many of the coaches at that time didn't believe that the four-minute mile was possible. I said it was, I said in 1932 that the mile would go under 4 minutes. And I was severely criticized by many coaches and some sports writers because I'd made such a harebrained statement.
But what about the times themselves? Now, were you running against the clock in those days?
Not at all. When I was running, my only concern was trying to win a few races. I wasn't interested in the time. If it was a five-minute mile, it pleased me just as much if I could win it as if it were a four-minute mile.
What about the standpoint of having pacers as they do today? Was there any of that in your time?
Well, I never would trust anybody else to my pace. I'd rather pace myself. Well,
did they holler out the times to you at the end
of
the quarter?
Yes, they did. They would give us the time on each quarter.
Well, what attracted you to the mile distance specifically, Glenn?
As a child, I went downtown one time and saw a group of medals and trophies displayed in one of the store windows. And they had a medal there that attracted my attention, which was given for the mile run. And I decided I wanted that medal, so I had to run the mile to get it, and went out and won the race. However, I didn't get the medal. But I could have probably done better, and some of the distance was a little bit shorter than the mile. The half mile, I think I could have been a better half miler, or maybe even a quarter miler. I had fairly good speed. I ran around 48 seconds or under. A few races, I ran under 48 seconds. Without any particular training for it at all.
What, in your estimation, Glenn, does it take to be a fine miler? What are the ingredients?
Well, I think it takes a very dedicated person, one with ability to stand a lot of pressures and be willing to do some work and make some sacrifices. But above all, I think the individual has to want to be a miler and want to run fast and want to be out there in first place.
Well, Glenn Cunningham, you ran a great race. When you were competing, you're running a great race in life. Continued success to you.
Thank you.
Mark Zelich for Monitor Sports in Wausau, Wisconsin.
Now a word about Chesterfield 101s.
101. 101.
101. The new filter cigarette from Chesterfield. It's 1 millimeter longer than the hundreds.
A silly millimeter longer.
101.
A silly millimeter longer.
101.
A silly millimeter longer? Wait till you taste it. For 101, it's one better.
A silly millimeter longer.
101.
A silly millimeter longer.
New by Ed Ames, a tune called Who Will Answer?
From the canyons of the mind, we wander on and stumble blindly through the often tangled maze of starless nights and sunless days, while asking for some kind of clue or road to lead us to the truth. But who will answer? Side by side, two people stand together, bound hand in hand. That love's embedded in their hearts, but soon an empty feeling starts to overwhelm their hollow lives. And when they seek the hows and why, who will answer? On a strange and distant hill, a young man's lying very still. His arms will never hold his child, because a bullet running wild has struck him down. And now we could hear God, oh why, but who will answer? High upon a lonely ledge, a figure teeters near the edge, and jeering crowds collect below to egg him on with go, man, go.
But who last was led into his private day of doom and to answer? If the soul is darkened by a fear it cannot name, if the mind is baffled when the rules don't fit the game, who will answer? Buttons press because one man has been outguessed. Who will answer? Is our hope in walnut shells worn round the neck with temple bells? Or deep within the cloistered walls where hooded figures pray and falls? Or crumbled books and dusty shelves? Or in our stars or in ourselves? Who will answer? And by a fear it cannot name. If the mind is baffled, when the rules don't fit the game, who will answer?
What is Digel?
Digel is something different for acid indigestion, heartburn, gas.
Huh. How does Digel work that's different from my plain antacid?
Digel relieves excess acid and contains simethicone. Simethicone is the extra ingredient that helps Digel break up stomach gas, too.
When you eat too well, demand Digel. When you eat too well, demand Digel.
Available at all drug counters in creamy mint tablets or liquid. D-I-G-E-L, Digel. Now's the time to get your new 1968 St. Joseph Family Almanac calendar. Has 30 full-color pages with recipes, household tips, beauty hints, and much more. It's your druggist's free gift for you, and it's ready now. The new 1968 St. Joseph Family Almanac calendar, free at your druggist's.
Wanderer. If you're on the move yourself, keep up with what's happening everywhere over the weekend. Stay with Monitor and your NBC station. NBC for the Norfolk Portsmouth area in Virginia, WAVY. This is Colonel Morgan. Back shortly.
Hi, this is Bill Cullen, emphasis time off. Join me weekdays on NBC Radio.